Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, June 28, 2011. As the Freedom Flotilla 2, Stay Human, prepares to sail to Gaza with 10 ships and 500 supporters from 20 countries on Tuesday, supporters from around the world have launched various actions in solidarity with it. At one such action in Germany, several dozen activists sailed down Berlin's canals with banner-covered boats, waving Palestinian flags in support of the Freedom Flotilla. On Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers abducted a Palestinian legislator, human rights activist, and a journalist. 11 Palestinians were abducted across the occupied West Bank. Israeli military sources have claimed that international activists participating in the Freedom Flotilla 2, heading to Gaza to deliver the much-needed medical and humanitarian supplies, are preparing for violent clashes with the Israeli Navy, and are even planning to shed the blood of Israeli soldiers, according to the army. Organisers of the flotilla have refuted these claims. They say that the passengers of the flotilla, due to leave this week, have all signed declarations of non-violence in advance of the journey, according to Haaretz newspaper. Participants of the flotilla have come under huge pressure from local governments and Israeli threats in recent days and weeks. Threats issued to participants include a warning against travel to Gaza by sea issued by the US State Department, as well as a threat by Israeli officials, recently withdrawn, that Israel would hand down 10-year bans on journalists found participating in the flotilla. Ships set to participate in the flotilla have been targeted by Greece by local port authorities for investigation, following complaints as to their seaworthiness made by a pro-Israeli US religious organisation. The Greek-Norwegian-Swedish ship has also had its propeller cut on Monday night in what was claimed to be a deliberate act of sabotage. The Knesset's Constitution, Law and Justice Committee have approved an extended edition of a boycott bill which prohibit the boycott of any person or product connected to Israel. The most recent version of the bill has several additions that will be extremely detrimental to any NGOs and public businesses operating in Israel or the occupied Palestinian territories. The sanctions include fines, the loss of tax exemptions, and the loss of benefits usually afforded by law to such organisations. On Monday, June the 27th, as already mentioned, Benjamin Netanyahu reversed the announcement made by the GPO that would have barred foreign journalists on board the Freedom Flotilla 2 ships entry into Israel for up to 10 years. According to Haaretz, Netanyahu's bureau issued a press statement stating that the regular policy against infiltrators and those who enter Israel illegally will not be implemented. Senior Hamas leader Mahmoud al-Zahar has confirmed that talks aimed at establishing a unity government between Fatah and Hamas have stalled due to the appointment of an interim prime minister in comments to Jordanian paper Ad-Dostur. The agreement to form a unity government was signed over 2 months ago by the rival factions Fatah and Hamas. The unity agreement was seen as an essential aspect of going to the UN in September to apply for Palestinian statehood. That's all for today from the IMEMC. This was Tuesday the 28th of June's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Qasis and me, David Steele.